I'm still so embarrassed by this whole situation. The hotel manager said that it could take up to 3 hours maybe for them to fix that burst pipe, but the floor is still going to be soaked, and they said that they're going to keep me updated if any rooms become available, but it's looking very unlikely. I mean, what I'm trying to say is that if you're not entirely comfortable with me staying with you. No, of course. I'm sure you wouldn't have offered if you weren't comfortable. I'm sorry. This is just not something I'd anticipated whatsoever. Okay. Thank you so much, really. I don't know what I would have done if not for you. Oh, you were. I don't even think I've taken my map out of my bag this whole trip, let alone track where we've been. Oh, yeah, sure. Let's see. Wow. Is that where we're going next? Huh. Nothing. It just looks so much closer on a map than it actually is, doesn't it? Oh, wow. I love it. I can't believe I haven't thought to do it. It's really interesting to see where we've already been and where we're going to. It's really cool to see it physically like that, I mean. I can't believe we've been to so many places already. My favorite, I don't think I could tell you my favorite place, to be honest. I guess each place has had its charm, hasn't it? Well, except maybe when you tried that seafood on the field a few days ago, because that made me laugh so much. I mean, you didn't exactly make a small deal out of it. It was pretty hard not to notice. How about you? Yes. Well, you were very brave to sign up for that with me. Kayaking is not really my forte, as you probably noticed, which is why I was such a baby about it. But I'm really glad that you wanted to go with me for that. I can say that I've conquered my fear now, or something. Nope. Really. I think unless you had pushed me to do it, I wouldn't have done it, honestly. Maybe you need to be my activity buddy for this whole trip or something. I mean, if you wanted to, that is. Nothing. No, it's just. I feel like I'm intruding and putting you out, and I really hate that. You are? No. I'm really, really glad of your company too. I love hanging out with you. Yeah. Maybe I'm a little flustered. Okay, as long as you're 100% sure. Okay. Where would you like me to sleep? Oh, no. Of course not. No way am I taking your bed too. I mean, where on the floor? You are already doing so much for me, just letting me be in here. I can't let you sleep on the floor too, please. It would make me so comfortable sleeping on the floor, honestly. Oh. I see. I may have met my match when it comes to stubbornness. Oh, you're just being unreasonable now. By saying that we either both sleep on the bed or we both sleep on the floor. Okay, well, I'm not gonna let you sleep on the floor. So, I guess we both sleep in the bed then. Yes, fine. Could I use your bathroom to get changed? Great. Thank you for everything, this whole trip, and for having me now. Of course, if you get a burst pipe, you know where to come. Alright, I'm just gonna go and get changed. I'll be back. Okay. Your bed is way comfier than mine. Yeah, I don't know what they've used to put on the duvet, but it's just so itchy. But yours, oh my gosh. Thank you for doing this. I don't think I can stop saying thank you. I'm really grateful. And I'll try and make it up to you somehow. I don't know how yet, but I will. Well, good night, I guess. Oh, you sleep well too. Thank you. Oh God, I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm not really that tired right now. No, everything's perfect. The truth is, I've been struggling to sleep this whole trip, so I suppose why do I expect tonight to be any different? Yeah, I guess stuff on my mind. Oh, I couldn't. No, I'm not about to vent to you after you've been so kind and let me stay here. I'm not gonna keep you up. Oh, you're a good listener. And you're not tired either. How convenient. Well, the short version is that this trip was kind of, I guess I thought it was going to be a way to officially close a chapter of my life. More like a person. I don't know. I guess I thought that if I came away from everything, then maybe I'd get over everything quicker. I thought that I would just go back to being how I was before. But instead, I am away from everything and everyone, but I'm still wide awake and feeling like I'm still in the middle of it. I guess it's just gonna take time for everything to feel like normal again, right? Yeah. People really have a way of messing you up. I don't want to bore you with any more details. Like, I'm fine, I'll be okay. I'll try not to move around too much. My goals? Are you really not tired? Well, I guess I'm still figuring out what I want to do. I want to complete my master's degree one day. Whether that'll happen, I really don't know. I like to write. I want to find someone. No, like, someone. You know, someone to love. Maybe I'll find them someday. I dream about being able to love someone and support them, hug them whenever I want to. Wow, I don't usually have such loose lips. Oh, I'm sorry. What do you mean? What are we to each other? I mean, I don't know. I guess we're strangers? Okay, we're strangers who have sat together a few times and shared a bed now. Do you not think that we're strangers? Probably not. I don't know how we would see each other after this trip. What are you talking about? Nothing to lose. Cuddling? What? You can't say things like that. That it's not like you to suggest this kind of thing and that you want to hold me. Because no, I can't even look at you. No, I'm not going red. I'm... Oh, stop it. No. Cuddling sounds really nice. It's just... I don't really remember how to do it. Properly, I mean. I don't want to talk about it. You don't have to show me. I'm not going to be very good anyway. Oh. Okay. Are you doing it right? I am relaxed. Oh. Like this. Oh. Wow. I don't remember hate feeling like this. You're really nice to cuddle. What are you doing? No, I just never had my hair stroked before. God, you probably think I'm so just dumb. I love it. It feels really good. All of this feels just really, really good. Am I? Oh, maybe I can put good cuddler on my job reference now. Oh god, does cuddling always make you say stupid stuff? Oh, it does. Well, I guess I better say some more stuff then, because I don't know, I feel so at peace right now. I'm really glad that you came on this trip. It kind of feels like fate has brought us together, even if it's just for a little bit of time. It feels strange, but in the best way. Does that even make sense? I feel like maybe we were meant to be together, just for now. I'm sorry if that sounds weird. I don't know what's happened to me. You've turned my brain into, like, mush right now. I guess I've just never felt like this before, about anyone, and in any kind of situation, and it's so strange to me that you, as someone I barely know, has managed to make me feel more comforted in one night than I have my entire life. I'm sorry. You have helped more than I can even tell you. And you also made me laugh too, which is bonus points. Yes, even before we spoke, you were making me laugh. No, I think it was your reactions to that tour guide that just, I couldn't stop laughing and I felt so bad. You're just so funny. I guess you're just pretty wonderful, Oh my gosh. Wow, I haven't felt this tired for so long. Like, I'm ready to sleep. I think it probably most definitely is the cuddle. I feel happy and so sleepy. Yeah, sleep sounds really, really good right now. Thank you. For everything, really. Well, good night. Sweet dreams.